Sometimes in meditation, we can practice concentrating practices where the thinking can get so thin and can even become really quiet. There's different kinds of practicing meditating. Sometimes we can deliberately engage thinking and, for instance, wish well and send well wishes. We're using the thinking mind. Sometimes we can reflect and contemplate, also using the mind. This is all meditation. Meditation isn't just not thinking. Meditating is not being run by and lost in our thinking. So today we're going to do some visualizing, using our imagination like we did yesterday. There's two things I'd like to do with us. Firstly, it came into my mind as I was doing my Dana talk before lunch. I'd like you to take the next few minutes, 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, quietly yourself recalling, remembering different times, different events that have happened to you where someone has shown you kindness, encouragement, been generous to you in some way or another. Let yourself, but do this slowly, recall or remember such an occasion or an event, a situation. Take one or sort of a theme of them. And then, as you contemplate it, really go a little deeply into what was going on, who was doing what they did. But then go into, well, what does that feel like now? You'll retouch the impact in your energy body, in your heart. See if you can savor again the feeling of receiving whatever that kindness or support was. Could be from far in past or recently, it doesn't matter. Take a few minutes and do that with 3 or 4 scenarios of where you were given to really, really good, kind love, care, whatever. Slowly, deeply sink into this exercise, gently. See if you can touch into the impact, what it felt like. How does it feel in you now? As an experience, not just a thought, not just a memory. Breathe that experience in. Let it flood into you. Receive it fully. feel it nourishing you, soothing you, uplifting you, whatever it is, healing perhaps. Softening, perhaps. And now another situation, scenario, a different one where somebody, some situation was given to you deliberately. Doesn't have to be a big, fantastic, dramatic thing either. Take your time to let it come into your memory, and then take some moments to flesh it out, to really fill in the details, try and remember the setting, people involved. If you can picture or sense the detail, make it a little more real. And then move down into how does this one impact you? What does this feel like when you remember this? And let that feeling in, and let yourself savor it, even if it's subtle. You're not looking for anything too dramatic here. What happens to the way you hold your tension in your body, or the way you guard your heart, or furrow your brow? Savor the gift of somebody loving you, caring for you, giving something to you, respecting you. Let it in. Receive. And now we're going to shift it a little bit. And instead of you receiving, see if you can remember a time or a thing, a gesture, an act, words even, where you were the giver. You gave something, your time, your attention, word or deed. Take again at the moments to remember as clearly as possible, as fully as you can. Let the details emerge in whatever way you can. Don't go too quickly. The setting, the time of year, people involved. When it's fairly accessible to you, go underneath to what does it feel like in you now? What's the impact in your system to be generous like that? Into your body, into your heart, into your energy body. Savoring the effect of giving. See how the mind wants to jump off to something else, so you're training it to really stay with this. Just this moment. And now give yourself another scenario, situation, memory, activity, something you did that was generous, some other person or time. You're not looking for the best thing you ever did, just something. See what comes up. As before, take quite a while, good half minute or more, to let that become as clear as possible, as full a memory as possible, before moving into how does it impact you now? What does it feel like to remember your goodness? And then stay with that for quite a few moments, savoring it. And now we're going to shift again, a lightly expanded version of the first one, encouraging you to simply be grateful for the various blessings you have in your life, particularly where people have given something to you. Not just that, the blessings of having your faculties, of being born in the family you were born into, whatever other blessings you have, but emphasizing by remembering and reviewing the blessings in your life that were given to you. That teacher you had when you were in grade 6 who helped you, and so on. Both remembering the blessings that have come your way, and then going underneath the memory of those blessings to the impact. You can go back and forth, or you can remember quite a few blessings and then settle back and receive the impact in you, the nourishment, the reassurance that being grateful, how does it actually affect you to be grateful? This is called counting blessings. The practice is to really let them in, to really fully receive these gifts. to really feel grateful. Blessed. Keep doing this for the next 4 or 5 minutes. Slowly, gently, deeply. And now we'll shift to the fourth practice, which is an expanded version of the second one. This is one of the classic ones which the Buddha recommended we practice for the purposes of gladdening the heart, uplifting and nourishing the heart. And what this one is, the same reflection you're reflecting now on your life and yourself in your life, focusing on your goodness. Your virtue is what the Pali translation is. What it means is your decency. How you live your life with integrity in the ways that you do. And these can be all kinds of little ways. Keeping your word, showing up not too late but on time, having time for people other than yourself, keeping your word, not breaking your vows, etc., etc., paying your taxes, being patient. Your virtues, your qualities, your goodness. Take the time to both remember slowly and then let in what that feels like when you reflect on your own decency, your own integrity. You are not inflating yourself and you're not looking for fantastic things and dramatic things. You're allowing yourself to respect and honor, value yourself your personness, your humanity, your goodness. It's not common in our culture to do this. See if you can tune into the gladdening effect it has. We don't take this personally. This isn't, I am a great person, therefore. It's that I'm a human being who cares about how I live, how I behave. So we can actually bow to that behavior. Slowly, truly remembering and feeling the impact for the next 3 or 4 or 5 minutes till I ring the bell.